Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Text number 21. Kalena Rajatapena. Gokule Rama Keshavao. Janubhyam Saha Panibhyam. Rengamana Vidaratu. Kalena Rajatalpena. Gokule Rama Keshavao. Janubhyam Saha Panibhyam. Rengamana Vidaritratu. Kule Ramakeshava Tanubhyam Sahapanibhyam Ringamana Vidaratu Kalina Rajatalpena Kokule Ramakeshava Tanubhyam Sahapanibhyam Pringamana Vijaratu Kalena of time Vrajata passing Alpena a very small duration Gokule in Gokula Rajadam Ramakeshavau both Balaram and Krishna Janubhyam by the strength of their knees Sahapanibhyam resting on their hands Ringamanao crawling Vidaratu enjoy childhood play. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After a short time passed, both brothers, Rama and Krishna, began to crawl on the ground of Braj, with the strength of their hands and knees, and thus enjoyed their childhood play. Purport. One Brahmana devotee says, Shrutim apare smritim itare brahmaratam anye bhajatu bhava bitaha aham iha nandam vande yasyalinde para param brahma. There you go. Let others, fearing material existence, worship the Vedas, the Vedic supplementary Puranas, and the Mahabharata. But I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling. For a highly exalted devotee, Kaivalya, merging into the existence of the Supreme, appears no better than hell, Narakayate. But here one can simply think of the crawling of Krishna Balaram in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and always merge in transcendental happiness. As long as one is absorbed in thoughts of Krishna Leela, especially Krishna's childhood pastimes, as Pariksha Maharaj desired to be, one is always merged in actual Kaivalya. Therefore, Vyasadev compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam. Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of Narada so that anyone can take advantage of this literature, think of Krishna's pastimes, and always be liberated. And they repeat the same text again. Shutim apare apare shutim itare bharatam anye bhajantu bhava bitaha aham iha nandam vande yasyalinde param brahma. So the text again. Kalena rajatalpena gokule ramakeshavau janubhyam sahab panibhyam ringamana vijaratu. After a short time passed, both brothers Rama and Krishna began to crawl on the ground of Braj with the strength of their hands and knees, and thus enjoy their childhood play. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Swamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatyade Satara. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna had mentioned, Samam Pashan Hi Sarvatra, Samam Ishvara, Samam Pashan Hi Sarvatra, Samam Pashati Ishvaram, Ehinasyatmanatmanam, Tatoyati Puram Gitim, Samam Pashan Hi Sarvatra, Samam Pashan Hi Sarvatra, Samabhasitam Ishvaram, Ehinasyatmanatmanam, Tatoyati Puram Gitim. And in the previous verse, Krishna mentions that for one who sees the super soul, the company of all living entities, and who knows that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees. One who can see that the super soul is present everywhere in all living entities, doesn't degrade himself by the mind, and thus he approaches the transcendental destination. According to material estimation, someone is in a superior position and someone else is in an inferior position. But according to Bhagavad Gita, in the material world, everyone is in an inferior position if they're not in Krishna consciousness. And everyone is in a superior position if they're actually conscious of Krishna. Material energy is simply a distraction of the actual business of the soul, namely to be engaged in Krishna's service. And the soul is not engaged in Krishna's service, not because there's a good soul and there's a bad soul, or there's a big soul or a little soul. All the souls are equal. Samam pashan hi sarvatra. Or sarabhutastam. Sarva Bhutastam Ekam Vajanya Katma Mastita, Sarvata Vatmano no Pi, Suyogi Maya Vartite. That he is a true yogi who can see the true equality of all living entities, both in their happiness and distress. Sarabhutastam itam yomam, Vajanya Katma Mastita. One who understands that I and the Super Soul dwelling within all living beings are one, worships me, and always remains in me in all circumstances. Sarva Bhutastitam Yomam Bhajanya Katma Mastita, or Sarva Atmopamyena Sarvatra Samam Pachiti Orjana Sukham Vayuri Vadukam Suyogi Paramomataha. That he is a true yogi or Arjuna who can see the true equality of all living entities, both in their happiness and distress. The only problem with ourselves as spiritual souls is not that we're a spirit soul, or even whatever material circumstances we may find ourselves under, our actual problem is that we're not trying to become Krishna conscious. As soon as one tries to become Krishna conscious, then actually one has no problems, because the only problem is not becoming Krishna conscious. And although Krishna consciousness may take some time to develop, the actual process of Krishna consciousness is also absolute. But because the living entities are misdirected by illusion, therefore instead of becoming Krishna conscious, they become involved in mental speculation and fruitive activities, which keep them entangled in the material concept of life. So here it mentions that anyone can think about Krishna. There is no bar. As Krishna says, mam iparta vipashitya yepi supapionaya striyo vaishas tatasudras tepi antiparamgitim. Anyone, if they take shelter of Krishna, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishas, or shudras, can yet approach the supreme destination. In other words, our only problem is what we're desiring. And what we're desiring will depend upon what we're hearing. And what we're hearing will depend upon who we're associating with. Of course, in the present age, we can associate with all kinds of persons through the internet, through the mass communication, through our own minds due to our previous association. So it's a very simple formula. Either we think about Krishna or we'll be forced to think about Maya. If we think about Krishna, then we'll become gradually conscious of Krishna. Just like if you put an iron in the fire, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then eventually it becomes like fire. If we remain in contact with Krishna, then we'll become just like fire. We'll become Krishnaized. But it's not just thinking about Krishna, it's also willingness to engage in Krishna service. And the beginning of Krishna service, of course, is Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabraved Graim Indriyai Sevam Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatyata. That we have to use the tongue in glorifying Krishna and tasting Krishna prasadam. But of course, we can't actually glorify Krishna perfectly unless we're in Krishna consciousness. But still, even if we're not in Krishna consciousness, if we repeat the same words that those who are actually in Krishna consciousness have repeated or spoken, then gradually by such association, we'll actually become Krishna conscious. Because there's no difference between the words of the great devotees and Krishna. As Prabhupada wrote in a letter to Janardhan in 1968, the words of the self-realized soul as good as scripture. Bhaktivinoda Thakura is a Mahabhagavat, and the words of such great souls are as good as scripture. Because whether they're repeating the words from the Bhagavatam or even describing what they're perceiving in the present existence, what they're perceiving in the present existence is not different from what it says in the scriptures. That's called absolute. And basically, it's the same philosophy. Sarva Bhutastam Sarva-bhuta-stam yomam bhajantnyekatmamastita. I see. Sarva-bhuta-stam atmanam sarva-bhuta-nichatmani ikshate yoga yukta atma sarvatra samadarshanaha. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamayi pashati tasyaham na pranashami sa chame na pranashati. For one who can see me, the true yogi sees me in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. And for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. In other words, everything is quite simple, and Krishna says it's simple. That there's only three things in existence. That is the soul, the super soul, and the material energy. And the living entities are either bewildered by forgetfulness of Krishna, or they're enlightened in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is actually quite simple. Yari deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya gurahana tari desh. Whoever we meet, we're supposed to give them the gift of the sound vibrations about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever we meet, our meditation is, what can I tell them to help them become conscious of Krishna? So that means everyone. Our family members, our friends, our children, even our dog or pet parakeet, people we meet on the street, everyone, whoever we meet, our meditation is, what can I do, what can I say, what can I think to help them become conscious of Krishna? If we do that, that's called distributing Krishna consciousness. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that we spend 24 hours a day thinking about distributing Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, act as we're speaking. That is, spend our time, tanama rupacharitadi sukirtananu, Smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan vrajetana ragi jananugami kalam naya akilam itabidesha saram. That the essence of all the advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely hearing and chanting about the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes. In this way, one should engage one's tongue and one's mind. One should live in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and serve Krishna under the guidance of the Lord's devotees. And one should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. In other words, our business is to hear, chant, and serve Krishna. And the more we hear, chant, and serve Krishna, the more we'll develop a taste for hearing, chanting, and serving Krishna. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, our energy should be engaged in serving the Sankirtan movement. He writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam that if one has some ability to speak, then one should speak about Krishna. One should try to convince others that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not speak in such a way as convince others that I'm a great exalted personality, that you should surrender to me. No, we should speak in such a way as that people will be anxious to surrender to Krishna. And Krishna has many, many varieties of representatives, not only the person who's speaking, but anyone who's repeating and acting according to the words of Krishna is also a representative of Krishna. So we shouldn't try to convince people to surrender to ourselves. We should convince people to surrender to Krishna and his representatives. If one has some ability to organize, then one should organize the Sankirtan movement so that everyone gets more of an opportunity to glorify Krishna, to convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Utilize everyone's talents in art and music and theater and preaching, and all headed up by the distribution of transcendental knowledge in the form of transcendental literature. So organize for that. Everyone has some ability to organize. Everyone has some resources. Utilize the resources in the spreading of the holy name and the transcendental knowledge. Otherwise, what will the managers manage if there's no resources? And what will the devotees preach about if there's nothing to preach about? Well, of course, there's something to preach about, but how will they preach? There's no way of going out and meeting people to preach to them. If we didn't have even a dime, it would be very difficult to print books, or to speak of going somewhere to distribute them, or having enough food in order to nourish ourselves so we have any energy to do it. So everything requires energy, requires management, it requires brains in order to propagate the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after all, the whole purpose of utilizing all these energies is to develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. Not that we're going to go out and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere, and at the time of death we're going to go to hell because we'll think about something hellish. No, we hear and chant about Krishna, and due to the ecstasy of hearing and chanting about Krishna, we distribute that ecstasy everywhere, and it only increases. And as the ecstasy increases, then our desire to hear and chant about Krishna increases even more. So the process of spreading the Hare Krishna movement, the Sankirtan movement, is supposed to enliven us and enthuse us to hear and chant about Krishna even more. Then one will be able to see Krishna everywhere. But one will also see Krishna, not only that this is a pastime in this world, and how some souls are fortunate enough to be engaged in Krishna's mission, and others are unfortunate not to be engaged in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are fortunate are trying to make others fortunate. And those who are the least fortunate, when they have the opportunity to become fortunate, they reject it, and therefore the material nature will have to heavily chastise them for rejecting such a valuable gift that's being offered to them. But that's also mercy. If the material nature said, oh, it's all right, you know, just stay. No, Maya will chastise one very heavily if one will not accept the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, all our acharyas are very merciful. Srila Vyasadeva, when he saw in meditation, bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite malay, apaisha purusham purnam mayachad tarapashrayam. He saw that there is only Krishna. He's not far, far away. He's actually very near here. And he saw that in the backside of Krishna was the illusory energy. That Maya is actually not prominent. It's Krishna that's prominent. Maya is not in control. It's Krishna that's in control. We may hear about the wonderful things that the demons are doing, and we may think the demons are controlled, but actually the demons are completely under Maya's control. And Maya is completely under Krishna's control. Or as one devotee was talking about Maya, how wonderful, how great Maya is, how powerful Maya is, and Prabhupada said, don't try to glorify Maya so much, try to glorify Krishna. And, and the next verse is that it describes how all the jiva souls are now completely under the illusory energy due to forgetfulness of Krishna, and therefore they go through the triatmakam, the threefold miseries. So not only there is the material nature completely under Krishna's control, but the material nature is chastising living entities who aren't Krishna conscious. So what was the remedy for Srila Vyasadeva? He compiled an Artha Pasamam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Hadhokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvam Chakri Satvitam Samhita. Satvita Samhita. So he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the solution to the problems. The solution to the problems is not to change from one diet to the next, one exercise program, or this or that, try to root for this team or that team, this party, that party. There is no solution outside of people becoming conscious of Krishna. Everything else is just shrama evihi kevalam. People may worry about this government is going to be in control or that government is going to be in control, but they're all out of control. Krishna is in control. And they're all being controlled by the illusory energy. And the only solution to the problem is to tell people about the wonderful activities of Krishna, both as he's working in this material world and the Sankirtan movement, as he's working in the material nature, chastising those who are violating the principles of Krishna consciousness, and how these eternal pastimes are going on in the spiritual world, and they're available to anyone who can take the time to hear, chant, and serve them. So although we have no direct access to these pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan with Nanda Maharaj, we do have a direct access if we serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, which is the method of serving Krishna in this age. And then Krishna says, Bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. So our duty is to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, get others to serve the Sankirtan movement, and then we'll be able to understand, enter into the mysteries of these pastimes that we're hearing about in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, then we'll simply be licking on the bottle of honey and we won't be able to get in and taste the nectar. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Sankirtan movement is the distribution of the, especially in this age, of the holy name of Krishna. And the holy name of Krishna means Krishna's names, his forms, his qualities, his pastimes, which are all found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.